could lift you up. I could show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives, and I am your host and commentator here, Ashley Burgess. And joining me, Dano and Billy Boy, and I are really discussing tonight about focus. And if you've missed some of the earlier parts of this show tonight, I've been talking about catching the big fish, and I was recently fishing, and I ended up catching this large barracuda. It's a long story, but in the process, I had this sour stomach. I had all these issues, kind of almost wanting to force me back to the dock, but instead, I muscled through it. And I had an amazing experience, a life experience. Good, bad, and indifferent, but it did change my life, and it was something that is amazing, and I'm very thankful to have had that experience. Had I had just chunked it up and said, hey, I'm not going to do this, I would have never experienced that. And had I only focused on the fish scenario, it would have been a different scenario altogether as well. So Billy, Dano, and I have been discussing about focus. And if you just now also tuning in, you know, Dano wants to have his own radio show. And Billy wants to do, he wants to be a sports commentator. And I obviously want a TV show. We've all been talking about that. And to continue to grow Perspectives. Because I know it's a quality product and there's nothing else like it. So, you know, it's not like we're covering ground that's already been done. This is a new deal. So, but with those three big fish concepts that we all have, and there's probably other ones that we have as well, but let's just focus on those for right now. If we only focused on that one thing, just like Billy was talking about at the end of the last segment, if you're only holding on toward that one thing, you miss everything else. You miss life's perspectives. You miss the experience. You know, if you miss the experience, what do you have? And a lot of times we're only focusing on catching that big fish. Metaphorically speaking, it doesn't have to be a fish. If you're only focusing on that one thing, you miss out on all the other stuff. Because if you don't catch it, it's a major letdown. But sometimes when you do catch it, you miss everything building up to it. For example, we wouldn't even care about this show. If it was all about just the big fish, we wouldn't care at all. We would be on our own deal. YouTube probably wouldn't even be on my show because you wouldn't care because you'd be doing your own deal. And you wouldn't have anything to do with mine. And I would be only focusing on the TV thing. So this show would really be crappy. Instead, yeah. It's great. And that's the thing that's interesting. I mean, so let's talk about, you know, some of the things that we're having to deal with.
Well, how about, let's talk about sacrifices. I think you just hit on the key concept there. In the process of getting what you want, accomplishing your goals, what are you sacrificing? Okay, you're going to have to make some sacrifices. Are they worth it in the big picture? Some are, but maybe some aren't.
Good concept. Yeah, so a lot of people, they're not having children because they're having to deal with their career. So their career comes first. So instead of having kids, they put it off. Some people never get to have kids because they get too old to have them. But they had their career first, right? Besides the kid thing, what are all the other things that you're missing out on? What are the things that we don't do because we're too busy, because our schedules are so packed, because we're trying to make this happen that other people are doing? For example, going out and partying all the time. I mean, I know people that call me up at all these crazy parties, and I'm thinking, man, here I am working. And I'm going to go and I'm going to work tomorrow and I'm going to work till 10 o'clock at night. I'm going to do this every day because I'm trying to achieve something and I'm working really hard. But yet it can be a little overwhelming when everybody seems to be having a lot of fun and there you are just hanging out, working.
So are you saying that you're sacrificing going out and hanging out with your friends to do this job?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. It's definitely worth it.
So you're saying you're putting your career as the big picture. Or the big fish in this scenario.
Well, yeah, it is the big fish, and that's what we were saying. But right. I'm trying not to lose perspective, so that might mean instead of being able to hang out with my friends every day, that means I get to see them once a month. But I spend quality time with them when I see them. Instead of sometimes you go and do something, right? And the whole time you're thinking about the other thing. So when I hang out or I do whatever, that's a good question, I spend the time with them, and I really dedicate that time. Because it's the experience. If I'm over there thinking about the big fish the whole time while I'm hanging out with them, I'm going to like come up with a reason I got to leave after an hour and go home. You know, I mean, you know how that is. I mean, and sometimes we all catch ourselves not in the moment, like completely not in the moment. And I think we've all been there before, because we've all felt that time when we were sitting in a really great, we're having this great experience. And a lot of times you can find out when people aren't in the moment because you see people pulling out their phone. Like Valentine's Day, for example, a little while back, you know, there was a lot of things going on, and I was actually at a dinner, and I was at a restaurant, and there were people with their iPhones out, like couples, not paying attention to each other at all. Some even had iPads out.
Yeah, that just drives me insane.
Isn't that crazy? But they're not even in the experience. This is Valentine's Day, and you're not even sharing the dinner together.
It's like, what could possibly be so important that exactly. You can't leave the iPhone or the iPad, tucked away for an hour?
It's because they're single-minded focus, because they want to be on their career.
Right.
That's what it is.
Or maybe on their little social group. You know,
or socially.
Yeah.
Or socially, or they're big into Facebook, or they're big into whatever social media. And
I know people who stay logged into Facebook 24/7 on their iPhones.
Really? And they can't get away from it.
They can't get away from it.
See, that's the thing. And it's like, what is your focus then? What is your big fish? I mean, because then you have to stand back and say, if you have people around you that you spend time with, are they not important? Does it matter that they're actually there?
I mean, maybe something that Dana was trying to get at. We've been talking about career as an example of big fish. What if your big fish is to be, the social center?
Exactly, the socialite.
So some people have to be the center of attention. Am I right, Dano?
And, no, you're exactly right. Yeah. I mean, because I know people like that as well. I mean, they have to be the center of attention, and that's their big fish. That's their career. That's what they want to do, is be the center of attention.
Exactly, and so everything that they do is centered around that. So they lose sight of everything else. So if they're married, they really don't treat their spouse that great, because it's all about show and it's all about being there for everybody else, as well as the fact that they're not probably even in the moment when they're with you, because they're too busy, creating a spectacle on social media or texting other people and letting them know where y'all are going. So it's not even time with them.
Right, right. I mean, because that's their career, and I do this with air quotes. So
if you're in the studio, you would know that Dano actually uses air quotes. He actually puts his hands up right over by his head and does the quotes.
So since that is their career and that is their big fish, then they're going to want everybody to know. And they're like, look, this is where I am. This is where I'm going. Look, here's pictures of me at this place. Here's pictures of me of where I'm going. I don't care.
Or what they're eating.
Yeah.
And they're always checking in somewhere. And it's like, I don't care where you're at. I mean, I would not want to be checking in, period. I don't want somebody knowing exactly where I am at all times, unless you're with me.
Right.
But yes, I totally agree with you. And that's a totally another big fish, being the center of attention.
So how can we, let's say we have this big fish. How can we not focus on that so much that we miss, everything else?
That
so
we miss life.
What's the key here?
Perspective. It's also in ration. It's like rationing something. You can believe in something, you can want something at any level, and that's fine. If that's what you want, that's great. I'm not gonna sit there and say being the socialite isn't good or doing this is not good. If that's what you want, go do it. But it needs to be in perspective, i.e. that can be your big fish, but you can't lose sight of the process. So when you start realizing, and this is how I think you realize it, is that, and you gotta have some sort of cognitive ability to start realizing that you're actually putting your life on hold. And I think that's when you realize it. When you put your life on hold, which means that you actually take the receiver of the phone, you put it on hold, and everything else in the process is in fast forward mode. And you don't even realize it. You don't even have any real memories of anything that's going on, because you're not even living. I mean, examples of that. People that don't remember what they did yesterday. It's a good example. When you say, hey, what did you do last night? Let's see.
What I'm saying, boo-boo?
I don't even remember what I was doing. And you go, really? Okay. Did you go out and party? No. I just don't remember. And then they call you about an hour later and tell you. But it's like, where were you? Or it's like the person holding their phone up to their ear, and they look at you and they go, I really need some help. And you go, why? And they go, I've lost my phone. I can't find my phone anywhere.
That's hilarious.
And they're serious. They are serious. And you know what? Several years ago, I did that. I remember holding my phone in my hand going, I've lost my phone. And somebody finally was like, do you have two cell phones or you got the one? And I go,
my dad lost his glasses when sitting on his head.
There you go.
One time. You know, Dano, how some people put their glasses on top of their head, you know, just to keep them there? Yes. He lost them there one time. And he went all destroyed the house looking for something. He wouldn't tell us what he was looking for. Dad, what are you, just leave me alone. You know, he was mad, you know, because he thought that somebody had misplaced it. Right. And so then he walks like past a, you know, mirror or something.
And he realizes.
Yes.
And that's also not living in the moment, not being part of it, focusing on something and almost obsessing about something. You know, and that's kind of the key. And those are kind of some signs. Those are some real in your face signs. Other signs that you are focusing on the big fish too much and missing out on life is definitely just not having like feelings and emotions and memories and stuff, like going and experiencing everything. Like when you drive, for example, to work, when you drive to work tomorrow, instead of just going from point A to point B, experience the drive. Drive the vehicle, feel the vehicle, be one with it, experience the road there to work, watch everything, see, you know, the sun rising, all these different types of things, maybe put a little bit of music and get into it. You know, take a little bit of time away from the phone. Take time away from just going into autopilot and actually be one in your experience. And everything you do should be like that. If it's washing the dishes, is it washing clothes, whatever it is, don't try to be a means to an end. Go through the process that is as it is, and you'll find some really neat stuff. So, okay, it's been a great night, and we got some more stuff for you coming up pretty soon, because you know what? Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in what? Let's see. Yeah, I think we'll be back in three shakes.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.